Full Metal Jackie. We've got Randy from Lamb of God with us on the show tonight. How you doing, Randy?
I'm good, but I'm not in Lamb of God right now. I'm not in Lamb of God mode.
Right, we're talking about Burn the Priest tonight.
Yeah, I'm Randy from Burn the Priest.
Randy from Burn the Priest with us tonight. Burn the Priest, the band before Lamb of God, of course. Burn the Priest celebrating the 20th anniversary of the band with an album called Legion 20, which is a record full of covers that you chose.
Yeah. I didn't choose all of them, you know, by myself. It was a collaborative effort, but yeah, we'd been around for the first Burn the Priest record was recorded about 20 years ago, and we had a little time in between tours, and we're still touring on the last Lamb of God record on the Never Ending tour cycle. We're getting ready to go back out with Slayer. So the idea was brought up, hey, why don't you guys knock out this covers record you've been kicking around for several years? And it seemed like a good time. So that's what we did, man.
And so, you know, talking about the 20th anniversary of Burn the Priest, what still resonates with you about that time in your life?
Oh, alcoholism. I mean, it was a gnarly time. We were young, very excited guys, and all partying pretty freaking hard. But really, man, that time in my life, of course you grow over the years, but I'm still the same guy I was then, and that's why it didn't feel false or artificial to release a record under the name Burn the Priest, because Burn the Priest never broke up. We just kind of morphed into Lamb of God. You know, it's still there. So, you know, I was listening to a lot of punk rock then. I'm listening to a lot of punk rock now, as is evidenced by this choice of music we've covered on this record. So, I mean, all of it still resonates with me. Everything from that time of my life. Thankfully, the hangovers are gone, though.
Randy Bly from Lamb of God with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. The Burn the Priest covers album Legion 20 is coming out May 18th. Here's a track from it. A cover of The Accused's Inherit the Earth from Burn the Priest on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, Randy Bly from Lamb of God with us this evening, talking about Burn the Priest, which was the foundation of Lamb of God. Musically, what aspects of that foundation ultimately defined what the band would become?
Musically? I think really what Burn the Priest was, our bass player said it many times, like we're a punk band that plays metal, you know, because that's kind of the scene we grew up in. Particularly myself actively, and the other guys listening to a lot of that stuff. Our earlier shows were all with punk and hardcore bands, because the metal scene at that time didn't exist as it does today. There weren't a bazillion metal bands going on. So, at least not in America. In Europe, it was still really strong. So, musically, I think just the aggression of Burn the Priest has carried through always with Lamb of God. I think what Lamb of God is kind of Burn the Priest learning how to become a more polished band, I guess, you know? It's the same spirit, but the technicality just wasn't there yet. I mean, our drummer picked up the drum kit and learned to play drums in order to play drums and Burn the Priest. He was a bass player, you know, that was his first drumming gig. He's not originally a drummer, he was a bassist. So everybody is honing their chops over the years. So I think just the aggression and the attitude, though, ultimately came to define what we are now. It certainly was present from the beginning, though.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Randy Bly with us on the show tonight. Gonna take a quick break. Coming up this hour, though, we'll hear from Jamie Josta for Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit. We've got music from Exodus, New Parkway Drive, more with Randy. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie, Randy Bly from Lamb of God with us tonight. We're talking about the 20th anniversary of Burn the Priest, which is being commemorated with an album of covers Why covers, and what's the significance of the songs that you guys have on this record?
Well, we've been talking about doing a cover record for a long time. And like I'm saying, we're still touring on the last Lamb of God record. It's not like we exactly have time to sit down and write a whole new album of Burn the Priest stuff, which I don't know if we would ever do anyway, you know? So it seemed like just like a fun idea. I mean, we're certainly not the first band to do it. Hatebreed's done it. Slayer did it. There's a bazillion bands who've done cover albums. I actually just sang on a Devil Driver Outlaw Country cover album. It's fun, you know? At the bottom line, it's fun, and there's a lot less pressure on you as a musician to write like these songs. You don't have to question if the music is good. You already know it's good because you're a fan of the song, you know? So it's a lot of fun, and that was the primary reason to do it, because it's fun. Music should be fun. And the choice of the songs is pretty democratic, you know? Everybody suggested songs. But it generally comes more from the punk rock side of things, because we wanted to show that sort of influence in our music. And there's a lot of that DNA in us as musicians. And if you listen to the covers and then listen to the originals, it becomes pretty evident. And the choices of the songs, those are all songs that were important to us and still are, but particularly we try to think of it as songs that were super important to us at the time when we were Burn the Priest, you know? That was, some of that stuff was coming out around then or right before then, and then some of it was just stuff I'd been listening to since high school and some of the other guys. So we really just wanted to not only turn people on to some cool bands that we thought, but also pay respect to the people who did it originally and have some fun in the meantime.
Full Metal Jackie, Randy Bly from Lamb of God with us. Lamb of God, of course, touring this summer with Slayer, Anthrax, Testament, and Behemoth. And Lamb of God is putting out an album as Burn the Priest, the band they were before Lamb of God, and that is called Legion 20, and it's coming out May 18th. Gotta take a break. Still to come later on, we're going to be checking out a new tune from Devil Driver. We've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Megadeth. Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit with Jamie Josta is coming up right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie, Randy Bly from Lamb of God with us, talking about Burn the Priest tonight. Randy, touring with Slayer was significant in establishing Lamb of God on an international level. Now you're going to be supporting them on their final North American tour. How do you think the finality of a last Slayer tour will affect you?
How do I think it will affect me? I don't think it'll affect me. I think it will affect Slayer, and I think it'll affect the people that like never got to see them. People ask me a lot. They're like, what do you think about this is the end of Slayer? And I'm like, well, man, they started their first tour. They did it in a Camaro 30 years ago. You know what I mean? And they've been going hard ever since. So, I mean, some people are like, I can't believe they're stopping doing this. And I'm thinking, oh, man, they've been doing it 30 years. You know, they've been through a lot, and they've really maintained their identity as Slayer consistently the whole time. Beep, sorry, the whole time. And if they, for whatever reason, and I do not speak for Slayer, you know what I mean? For whatever reason, they're like, okay, we've been doing this 30 years. It's time for us to put this band down and go on to do other things. They've decided to do that for themselves, and I think it's great that they're doing it on their own terms, you know, rather than someone is unable to play, or you know, someone has a severe illness which renders them, you know, unable to tour, or family problems or whatever. I think if Slayer's deciding to do this on their own terms, they're going to go out A, with their heads high, and B, with an impeccable catalog. So for me, how will it affect me? It won't. You know, I'm going to have a great time touring with them, and I'm sure we'll remain friends with them after the tour is over, because, I mean, I don't really, when I hang out with Slayer, I don't really think and look at them and like, oh my God, it's Slayer, Rain and Blood. I'm like, oh, there's, you know, there's Kerry, there's my buddy. So it's, you know, just talking to Tom, my friend. So for me, it's just like, I don't know, it's them doing their thing. And of course, it's a big honor to be included in that final aspect of their career as one of the supporting bands. It's a huge honor, but as far as it affecting me, it won't.
Full Metal Jackie, Randy from Lamb of God is my guest on the show tonight. Lamb of God, of course, touring with Slayer all summer. Killer package, that's what she said. Slayer, Lamb of God, Anthrax, Testament, and Behemoth. And of course, Lamb of God is putting out a Burn the Priest covers album called Legion 20 on May 18th. Quick break coming up. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We've got new music from Judas Priest, a new Candlemass tune, and more with our guest, Randy Bly. Full Metal Jackie, Randy Bly from Lamb of God with us tonight. And Randy, you're a vocalist in a metal band, but that's just one of the voices you use to communicate. How much overlap is there between that and what you express through writing, photography, and any other creative pursuit?
Really not much. Like, people are always, they tend to ask that question a lot about, like, how does your career as a metal artist shape you as a photographer? And my answer is, it doesn't, because it's two completely different ways of expressing myself. Like, when I write lyrics for my band, I'm writing from a very subjective viewpoint. I'm trying to push some sort of narrative or something I believe in across in song in an artful manner, and it's something that is inside my head that I have created or something I want to express. With photography, I'm mostly a street photographer, so I go out and look for things that I find beautiful in the world around me. It's a way for me to be much more objective and kind of take note more of what's going on around me rather than what's happening inside me internally. So, and with my writing, there's not really much similarity at all either in my prose between my lyric writing. Prose for me is a lot harder, you know, because generally I write in a longer form. It does not take me that long to write a set of lyrics to a song, but it took me a year to write my last book. So I have a really completely different mindset in between my creative pursuits in music and in photography and in prose writing. So I don't really find really any overlap between any of them.
Full Metal Jackie, Randy Bly from Lamb of God with us. Coming up next, we're going to be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We've also got a new tune from Judas Priest and more with Randy. Full Metal Jackie, Randy Bly from Lamb of God with us on the show tonight. Lamb of God touring with Slayer this summer and Burn the Priest releasing Legion 20, celebrating the 20th anniversary of Burn the Priest. Randy, through the maturity that comes with life experiences and creative growth as musicians, how do you anticipate Lamb of God might sound in the coming years of your career?
I have zero idea. I'm always surprised we make it through every single day. You know, we're an insane band. Like at this point in my career, I've been in the band 23 years, and they've been around for, I don't know, 23 and a half, 24 years. So for me, every time we go on a cool tour, make a new record, do something cool like we just did now, I'm always like, wow, that's really, really cool. I can't believe we got to do that. I try not to think too far into the future because I don't have a crystal ball. You know, I'd rather stay in the present moment since that's all that really exists and enjoy what it has to offer. As far as emotional maturity, man, it's something I'm struggling with still. So it's very kind of you to assume I have that.
Burn the Priest, Legion 20. Coming out May 18th. see Lamb of God on tour with Slayer this summer on just the most massive and amazing lineup of a tour that ever in the existence of tours. Ever.
It's the ultimate of the most ultimate.
So see Lamb of God out this summer. Randy, thank you so much for taking the time.
All right, Jackie, thank you.
It's Full Metal Jackie coming up. Music from Megadeth. We're also going to be checking out a new tune from Candlemass and more.